Myself is B. Rojarani, working as assistant professor in Raghu College of Pharmacy, leading the team Blogging Bees in Skills Test 2010, organizing by pharmainfo.net. As a part of this contest, I am here with presenting a small interesting talk. Today, let us discuss about four complications in our daily life. What are those we mentioned just one by one? The first problem that is, even though all we are from the same race, species and from the same nationality, the skin color of the individuals vary by fair and dark. Why? That is the first problem. The second complication is that everybody of us from our starting day of studies practicing to write moles on the body for the identification purpose. It's important too. Okay. What are these moles? How these are forming? Why all the people doesn't have moles on the same part and same side of the body? This is our second complication. The third problem mostly we are facing, that is, you might have seen that the people around you with the white patches or white spots on their body, that condition is nothing but the vitiligo. Actually, the vitiligo is considering as most social problem in nowadays. Not in nowadays, from ancient days also it is considering a social problem. By seeing the people with vitiligo, the society automatically avoid them, and even educated also scaring about them to get married. What's the exact reason behind the vitiligo? The last problem but not least problem, that is, mostly we are facing that from our very young age all we are getting graying of hair. Why? What's the reason behind that? These are the four major complications in our daily life we are facing. Behind all these problems, only one cruel villain is participating a role, that is, disturbances in tyrosine metabolism. Okay, what is this tyrosine? As already we know that tyrosine is an amino acid. Among 21 amino acids, tyrosine is a non-essential amino acid. It means it's synthesized by the body itself, no need to take these through the food. After synthesizing the tyrosine in the body, it has to metabolize. As pharmacists, we know that every substance what we are taking into the body, it has to metabolize. Finally, it has to excrete. That's the thing happening in case of foreign substances. Tyrosine also has to metabolize. What is metabolism? Metabolism is nothing but the combination of anabolic as well as catabolic reactions. So keep the catabolic reactions apart. Just reconsider the anabolic reactions, means synthetic reactions. What are the main products synthesized from the tyrosine, such as, first of all, thyroid hormones, catecholamines and melanin? Just keep the thyroid hormones and catecholamines apart from this topic. Just we are focusing on the melanin production. Yeah, exactly. Melanin production is the cause for all these problems we have discussed above. First one, what is this melanin? It is the Greek word which means black. It is the responsible for the pigmentation of skin, hair and eye. It is produced in melanosomes, which are present in melanocytes. The enzyme tyrosinase is responsible for the production of melanin from the melanosomes. So coming to our first complication, that is, variation in our skin colors. What's the answer for that? It is exactly based on the production of melanin. Again, it depends upon the factors, genetic as well as environmental. It also depends on the activity of tyrosinase enzyme and density of melanocytes. Let us start our second complication. That is, moles are as a result of severe hyperpigmentation due to hyperactivity of melanocytes. So moles are formed from the localized hyperpigmentation. This localized hyperpigmentation due to excessive production of melanin. Why this excessive production of melanin is occurs? Because of tyrosinase enzyme. If it activates, tyrosine, there will be more production of melanin, by such that we can get hyperpigmentation at localized area. That is nothing but the mole. That's answer for our second complication. Okay, let us see our third complication, that is vitiligo. It is localized hypopigmentation problem. Exactly, the term vitiligo refers an acquired progressive disorder along with loss of pigmentation around mouth, nose, eyes and nipples. Actually, we compare the leucoderma with this vitiligo, but the sensitive difference is there in between these two, leucoderma as well as vitiligo. That is, lack of pigmentation in case of leucoderma only on the hands and then radiates from the hands to total body, but in case of vitiligo the hypopigmentation first starts around the nose, mouth, eye and nipples. This is the sensitive difference. The normal person can't make difference in between these two. Sometimes these two are used as synonymically. One more term is there, that is albinism. Mostly we lesion in case of tyrosine metabolism. Albinism in the sense the total absence of tyrosinase enzyme. Because of that, hypopigmentation severely will occur. It's not localized to or it's not restricted to any part. Total or entire body will become into fair and get blue eyes and fair hair also. This is about our third complication. Next, coming to our final complication, that is cause of the graying of hair. Mostly we are facing that this is also because of the same villain, that is disturbance in the tyrosine metabolism. This graying of hair due to lack of melanin synthesis as a result of less number of melanocytes produced from the hair roots. This is the main cause. There is no role of tyrosinase enzyme here. Only the problem is existence of low number of melanocytes at the hair follicle or from the hair roots. This is the reason for whitening of hair from the young age. These are my views on the four complications presented in this discussion. To be frank, I'm very much surprised to have this audio recording. As a personal opinion, I feel this is a best media for mutual interaction among the pharma communication. At last, I very much thankful to pharmainfo.net for giving me such an innovative opportunity. Thank you.